And welcome back here on BroadcastSport.net. I'm Randy Mitchell along with my good buddy and friend, George Dougherty. And we're just starting here. Mat 2 is going to be a good one here. We got, it's a semifinals between this is Ayersman and Keefe. Where this is going to the finals, baby. Wrestle for first and second for all the glory.
That it is as it gets started here. 40 seconds into it already. No controls. They end up out of bounds. They bring her back.
I guess I got a match between the rounds, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I got challenged, so.
Yes, you did. And my money's on her. Win, lose, or draw for you. My money's on her.
You're probably right. Anyways, minute 3 left to go here. No points. Yeah, it's real close. There we go.
I was going to say, Kyle Ayersman gets the first 2-point takedown.
Forty seconds left to go. 2-0. Is it Ayersman? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep.
Ayers?
That's the way I've been pronouncing it. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's the way I've been pronouncing it.
Yeah, it's probably wrong then.
Yes.
Ayersman, 28 seconds left to go. Leads 2-0. Then top, he's got, looks like trying to lock a cradle up, and he's got it locked.
He's in a nice, tight, near side cradle. But Keith's been able to use the out-of-bounds line to help himself a little bit there so he can't use that cradle to his best of his advantage. Ayersman still locked up nice and tight.
Five seconds left to go in the period.
And bring him back to the center.
Dude, Richard J. at Matt Burns does a great job.
Oh, it provides us so many neat little things that happens during the tournaments. Updates on quickest pins, fastest tech falls. It's stuff that we wouldn't normally know, but he has such a vast majority of materials down there. It's just.
Real quick, at 112, the tech fall by Gregory in 330 was the second best tech fall at 112 in the state. The old number 2 was 340 by Reese Humphrey. Woo.
Yeah, we know that fellow.
The number 1 is 233 by Mark Rosenbaum in 1988. That's old school.
The fellow that sat here and helped you yesterday knew Reese real well. He wrestled him a couple times.
Yep.
Under the lights.
140 left to go here.
Still a 2-0 lead in favor of Ayersman from Lake Central. I didn't get to see him this year. I didn't go to Lake Central with the team. I didn't travel up there with him when they wrestled him, but I'd heard a lot about him. And, you know, you hear about certain kids in different weight classes, and this is one we heard a lot about all year long.
It was a freshman that 48-0 right now.
42-0. Somebody's got something wrong.
Well, this here says 48-0.
Okay, we're going to go by yours. It sounds more impressive.
Yeah, it does. Either way, he has zero losses.
Yeah. You never take wins away. You just add wins to it.
That's right. So, minute 3 left to go. And Ayersman actually in the down position here against Keefe. He's up, though, leading 2-0. Got to put my cell phone back in here. Don't want to screw up anything.
You know, I know ISAJ is here today to do video, but they haven't turned the camera on yet. I'm thinking the 14 matches they're going to cover is the final round.
Yep, probably. Man, I wonder why I did my phone charger. Oh, here it is. So, 2-0. Ayersman gets to his feet, but they go out of bounds. We got blood time over here on mat number 3. That's the other semifinals between Phillips and Stevens. And right now it looks like Stevens is trailing 6-4. Ten seconds left to go.
Yeah.
And end of the period. So it's going to the third. The Keys decides to go on their feet. And who did you pick at this weight class? Do you remember?
Ayersman.
Ayersman? Okay. So you picked Ayersman. I picked Phillips.
And it could be very well. It could be the championship match.
Yeah.
I was basically flipped a coin between Ayersman and Phillips. Those were the 203-pounders. You know, I heard of a couple of the others, you know, like Keefe, and I also heard of Halston from Crown Point. You hear of a couple of these, but the big two that you heard about the whole thing were Phillips and Ayersman going
well, in. I heard a lot about this McKinley kid from Perry Meridian who got beat last night by Keefe. But minute 20 left to go here. One 11 left. 2-0.
Still 2-0 score. Wrestlers neutral.
And Phillips, my soon-to-be state champions, up 9-4 down there now.
He's really in good
over
position.
Steven.
There, Dusty Keefe gets it on a nice double leg takedown, and turns it in. Now he's going to tie it up 2-2. With 45 seconds to go here. So we got a tied up match on mat one. Actually, Ayersman's in pretty good shape here.
That's how we like it.
To go.
That's how we like it, right?
If he can get an escape here with 35 seconds to go, he can win her on escape. They're going to end up out of bounds. Keith coming in here as a 3 seed has really done a good job. He took out a 2 seed last night. Now he's working on taking out a 1 seed.
Oh, out of bounds.
25 seconds to go here.
See, I don't like what they're doing here. They need to get the mats going.
They do it weight by weight in this round. This round takes forever because they do it weight by weight to fill the brackets. And then we get our big break. Yeah, it looks like to me you can move another consolation in there and keep the consolations coming. But 10 seconds to go here. We're going to go into overtime, I believe, on our match.
I don't know. It's working. Yeah, I think you're going to be right. I thought maybe he was going to work a half Nelson in there.
So we're going to go to a sudden death overtime here for the 1 minute. No score there. Then we'll go into the double and or single and double overtime. See if Harrisman can throw that early takedown like he did before. Keith and Harrisman get tied up top.
You know, Harrisman after that first period really hasn't shown much.
Didn't do anything. Harrisman's tied up on an underhook.
Yep, these guys are wrestling for a chance to be in the state finals underneath the lights.
You got a freshman and a sophomore.
That's a lot of pressure. Uh-oh.
Oh, Ayersman was in good
Ayersman
shape.
Ayersman was in very good shape. You know, he had Keefe on a hip.
They're going to end up out of bounds.
Yep, 21
Keefe
seconds.
He was lucky to still be wrestling.
Winner down there on mat four looks like Harvey of Indianapolis Cathedral. He'll get to go for fifth and sixth. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, this is going to be good. This is going to end up a good match here.
Well, we'll get a flip of the coin to see who has choice going into the first overtime.
And Lake Central's Ayersman, he in the period, he goes, oh, man, he said that. You know, like he was, like, disappointed.
Yep.
And so... 2-2 tie.
Coach is telling him to go down, and Ayersman's wanting to go neutral.
Look at him. He doesn't even believe in himself.
He doesn't believe in himself. And if I'm Keith, I'm reading that.
Oh, yeah. And I ride you out. Put the leg in. Crossbody ride now for Keith.
See, Ayersman was so close to getting out before, and I think maybe that's what the coach seen. Ayersman's almost out now. He just get his head up off the mat. He's out. There he gets up to his base, stands up, should be potentially dangerous.
See, 11 seconds. It's the time you got to get out. You know, Erisman's a freshman, and you can kind of see it in him because he's like the way that he's controlling his body language here. It's almost like the pressure's a little bit too much for him. Great job by Keefe.
Keefe turns around and gets ahead.
Nope, but Keefe was able to hold on for 30 seconds.
Now see if Erisman can ride Keefe out.
Really, I think Phillips is really solidifying his name into the finals because he's going to go up, it looks at least 16-5 here. And, you know, he didn't use as much energy. Oh, then he gave up a legal headlock.
There's Keefe, a reversal. He's in good shape now. 10 seconds to go, and he's going to win this.
No offense, partner. I think your state final boys are falling apart.
I'm telling you.
And the, so we're going to see Keefe in the finals.
Boy, I didn't like what I seen out of Erisman. He yelled at these coaches. He didn't like them telling him what to do, and he didn't like it at all.
16-6, the decisive win on that number three. And Union County's Cody Phillips goes to 48-0 on the season.
And Phillips wins.
Tonight for a state championship as an undefeated freshman.
Okay, right now for the 103 pound weight class, we're going for 7th and 5th, 6th and 7th will be Hall, 7th and 8th, excuse me, will be Halstead and Medina. For 5th and 6th will be Coon and Harvey. 3rd and 4th will be Erisman and Phillips. And for 1st and 2nd, underneath the lights tonight, will be Keefe and Phillips. Oh, I did that wrong. This will be Stevens.
Our match will have Ron College, Josh Keefer against Alex Gregory from Pitt.
And Gregory, like I mentioned earlier, had second fastest tech fault and 112 in state history.
And from Crown Point, unbeaten junior Anthony Hawkins.
So this should be a good match here.
Gregory immediately, as Keefer tries to reach in and tries to pull an ankle pick through, Gregory ties him up front.
.130 left to go in the match. Period. Excuse me. This is gonna be a good match. Those Keefer kids are good. He's got a brother next weight class up. Who got beat last round, but. It's still here. It's going to be by my man, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
.110 left to go in the period. Not really much of anything. They got to the edge of the mat, and they both kind of walked back to the middle without the whistle being blown, and
minute and 5 to go. Keefer in on another shot.
Oh, man. Wow. Nothing. They didn't call anything there. I don't even know if he even had an arm. I think he just grabbed him by the head and threw him.
Now they're going to warn Gregory for stalling.
Should be a takedown, Keefer. Nope.
No takedown yet.
Wow. That was a questionable call, I think. Because he had legs in.
He was behind.
Yep, all Gregory had was an arm.
Now Keefer again trying to use that head around.
Gregory almost had to take down there too. It's a good match. Wish we could film this. And it is 0-0 at the end of the first. Keeper's going to choose down.
Yeah, Gregory had choice, and I was surprised he deferred it.
You know, I'm going to check something out. I'm kind of upset with this IHSAA sports.org, wherever they are. And Kiefer trying to get away. There's one escape. Live Saturday at 5. Look at that. Minute 40 left to go. Minute 30 left, 1-0, Kiefer leads.
My goodness.
Establish. Broken ankle. There we go.
He's got 3-0. Kiefer takedown. Three to zero, 51 seconds left to go in the second.
Great video.
Three seconds left to go in the period.
Kiefer still in control, up 3-0.
And they're going to be stalling Kiefer for just holding on.
We can hear some of the Roncalli Rebels behind us not agreeing with the officials.
So it's funny. IHSAA said we can't videotape today because someone else is doing it, and they're not doing it. That is sad. Oh, man. And 3-0 at the end of the second.
Start of the third period. Gregory chooses down this time, where he's been most of the mat.
Way to work something.
This is crap. I can't.
On the other side.
Man, 3-0, minute 30 left. Over here on mat number, close match over here on mat number 3. Those weren't Roncalli fans. They're
Lawrence North fans.
Yes.
You should call them. You have their number, don't you?
We'll see if Rachel can get her father to get. I can't even think of the fellow's name.
Minute 20 left to go here. Third period, 3-0, Kiefer leads. Seven seconds left to go. 3-1. Go 49 seconds. I did say it on the air. The IHSASports.org is definitely not promising, not doing what they promised. They promised it would be live feed. And, you know, we try to do what we promise, and they come through again and blackball everybody so they can't videotape this stuff. And now they're not going to do it until the finals, pretty much what it looks like, or the semis.
Yep. They did 14 matches today, and that tells me right off the bat the only thing they're going to cover is the finals, and that's a sham because you have an opportunity.
Yeah, well, 5 o'clock.
They'll
do consolations. But still, it'll only be one mat the consolations.
Yeah. We could have covered this whole thing, or you guys could have covered this whole thing today.
You're helping us out. You're part of this today. 3-1. Gregor needs to do something. I'm ticked off a little bit.
Oh, don't worry. As soon as we get a break here, I'll be on the phone asking questions.
Yeah! And Kiefer's going to the finals.
And it's a 6-5 match in our other match between Nelsons and Hawkins. And Hawkins just got warned for stalling, and Hawkins is up 6-5.
See, they're going to go ahead and get the next match started here. Maybe not. I don't know.
They're just going to make them wait because the Consies has been out here waiting. And 49 seconds to go in the other quarterfinal.
Yep.
We have Hawkins, Anthony Hawkins from Crown Point up 6-5 over Brandon Nelson from Lawrence North.
Yeah, 1 point's tied up. Yep. Nelson was my pick for the state title, so he's wrestling a little crazy here.
Yep. 6-6 match now. Six seconds to go here.
Put it on there how IHSA Sports is not videotaping.
It's 13 seconds left. Uh-oh. Nelson gives them a takedown. 8 seconds left.
Wow.
There goes my first state champion down.
You fill them in by pencil so you can change it and you'll still be perfect.
So for 7th and 8th, be Floyd and Fisher. For 5th and 6th, Julian and Mullins. For 3rd and 4th, Gregory and Nelson. For 1st and 2nd, underneath the lights tonight, is Kiefer and Hawkins. Our next match is between Jay County's Kenny, 45-2, and Anderson Highlands' Camden Eppert. He is 37-4.
The interesting part about this match, whether you realize it or not, Casey Kenny is 45-2, and his two losses were to Camden Eppert from Anderson Highlands. So these guys have met already twice this year, and Eppert's always beat Kenny. So we'll see. We'll see if
Figured out. The A stands for first seed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Earlier we had it confused.
Yeah. I figured that out. I just didn't want to say how dumb I was. So right at the start of the match, we got a lot of movement out here. And Ebert's in on a nice double leg, lifting it pretty high, and he's going to take Kenny down here in a second. Kenny's whizzing awful hard. There, Kenny whizzes hard, tries to reach through, pull the leg through. Got an arm whizzer in. There, he breaks the whizzer. Eppert's trying to reach out and do the trip. There, he pulls the leg, gets the trip, gets the takedown.
So, I think Eppert's got a contact problem here.
You know, when I was told earlier today that Eppert was the one that beat Kenny twice, I thought, wow, what's going on here? But then at the beginning of the mat, Eppert's in immediately on a nice deep single, changes it to a high crotch, and he gets an early takedown, you know, 20 seconds into it. I'm thinking, yep, that's I understand now.
Well, let's look and see. The good thing Indiana Matt will update us on this. 119. Eppert beat Kenny 7-4 and 12-4, but lost to Wright and Quiroga.
Mm.
So
he's pretty well manhandled him both times he's wrestled him.
Yeah. Oh, man. We got right over there on his back for a second. Gives up three near fall. Now he's on 5-0.
Wow. Wow.
Defending state champion at 112 is here at 119.
Yeah, we kind of forget in this round, Randy, that we're trying to watch them all so we can tell everybody where we're at. We're so focused on just watching the one mat. We have to, this round especially, we got to watch everything.
You know, honestly, Kenny's not even ranked.
No. He's not. And
for that many wins. Okay, there he is.
Okay.
He ranked 8th. I just missed his name. I was like, wait a second, this ain't right. He's only down 2-1 here with 41 seconds left to go in the period.
2-1 match in favor of Eppert over Kenny and from Jay County with 32 seconds in the first period. The other match goes out of bounds. It's a 5-1 match in favor of Wright from Indianapolis Cathedral.
That's Johns.
Or Johns, excuse me.
From Evansville Wright. He said Wright's at the Cathedral.
Yeah.
That's funny. I don't care who you are.
That's funny. I don't care who you are. That way it's supposed to be or something. I don't know. I'm not good with imitations.
I wasn't trying to imitate. I just said that.
Oh, okay.
So 2-1, 10 seconds left to go in the period. Eppert gets an outside single, works up to his feet, 6 seconds. Kenny's got to fight it.
He's got to fight that off for 6 seconds, or he's going to give up two more. He's going to be able to do it.
Oh, man. That was close. His knee hit.
But it's just like Eppert knows his weak parts and knows exactly where to go in. And these are two seniors, so they've probably seen each other for the last, 4 to 8 years. They probably wrestled against each other in middle school, and so, you get common opponents like that.
Yep. And Bevins gets a fall down there in mat 4 from Yorktown.
And in the one consolation match, we got Justin Brooks from Warsaw over Justin Kiefer from Roncalli, 2-0 with 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Eppert chooses down to start the second period. I want to see what Kenny can do with him. Kenny's struggling, man.
Yes, he is.
Got a chance to talk to him last week on BroadcastSport.net. He has family in Arizona, Florida, and like Maryland, all listening in.
Hmm. Eppert's just about ready to get two more if he gets his head out.
Kenny's just got to hang on here.
There's the head out. There's their two-point reversal. Not the 4-1 score.
A minute left to go here in the second.
Other
Kenny
quarter.
Goes up to his feet. Look at that.
Oh, Kenny tried. Kenny tried to what I would call the eliminator, and about eliminated himself. So he gives up another two-point takedown. Yeah. That's 6-2 score.
He tried a lateral drop there. Had double over, tried to drop him and right to his back. But he did a good job bailing out then.
And in the other match, Alex Johns from Evansville Wrights is up 5-3.
Yep. And, me and Blaine yesterday talked about, how do you know when you need to bail out? And that was definitely a time that, he had to bail out. It's one of those feelings as a wrestler.
The other semifinal match down there, it's got Justin Brooks and Justin Kiefer from Roncalli and Brooks from Warsaw, 2-2 with Stewart into the third period.
6-3 now. Kenny down, 38 seconds left to go. This is going to knock off another one of my state champions if he can't do this.
So I said coming into this day today, about could have filled out another bracket again and still wouldn't. I mean, these weight classes are so tough.
Well, this is the one weight class I thought was the toughest one.
Yes, it is. You look at how many different either.
The top eight here are all good.
Yeah.
You look at the guys that didn't make it, like the Williams kid, Rayleigh, lost his first match of his career last week, got beat again this week.
Yeah, you had 4 former state champions in this match and 8 place winners just in this weight class right itself.
Yep.
Now we got an 8-3 match.
Yep.
Still 5-3 on the other one. Now it's 5-5. We get a tie-up because we get a takedown by Wright from Cathedral. That's a 6-5 match. Johns gets an escape. Johns in on a single leg. Wright trying to suck around behind.
Holy cow. Wright's really coming on strong, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Started down 5-0 and has only given up 1 point since then.
8-4 match on the other one. Minute and 50 seconds to go.
Oh, man. get ready to say 10-4. Because Eppert's again on the outside single, and he's wrenching on Kenny's knee.
And it's 7-6 match now on the.
It looks like, who's injured down? Is that Wright that's injured down there?
Yes, that's Wright that's injured down
there. Looks like a knee.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be an advantage for his man. Oh. Wow.
They're not going to give the two.
Brooks holds on.
Holds on.
Wow.
Holds on. I mean, he barely holds on, so. Fifty-six seconds to go here in the Kenny Eppert match. Eppert up 8-4. The amazing thing is Kenny hasn't scored any more than 4 points against Eppert every match they've wrestled.
You're right. 12-4 and 7-4.
That has to get into your mind after a point in time. Of course, I guess you don't have to worry about it by now.
You know, he might not even be looking at the
7-7 match on the other quarterfinal between Wright and Johns.
So Kiefer and Bradley will wrestle for 7th and 8th. Brooks and Bevins for 5th and 6th. You know, Brooks got 4th here twice and 5th here once.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate. He's a really good wrestler. He lost his first match today of the year because he had to wrestle Eppert.
I told a lot of people, being Warsaw pretty close to where I reside, I told a lot of people I'd like to see Justin pull her off this year. But, man, I started looking at the people in this weight class. I thought, no way. No point. Oh, come on now. There's got to be a point there. What? Yes, he did. He gave Wright the 2-point takedown.
So
that's what I thought. So
it'll be Wright and Eppert in the finals.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave you for a match or two, and I'll be back shortly.
Cool. I'm going to thank George for stopping in and hanging out with us for a little bit. Next up on mat number two, semifinals at 125, is going to be Sertzis of Crown Point and Kuroga of Lawrence North. So Kenny just going to fall short of going for a state title. So we're waiting for the last match. Oh, wait, Wright? I thought Wright won that. Never mind. That was the end of the second period. They gave him that takedown. So Wright and Johns are still wrestling. 9-8. John trails right by one. Oh man, take down Wright. Now he's up 11-8. Johnson needs to do something. Forty seconds left to go. Stalling Wright. Brings him back to the middle. And now Johns' knee is hurting. Not quite sure what's wrong with his knee.
To text the word BYPE to 71.
So here we go, 11-8. Johns trails. Needs to get an escape and get out. Going for a switch here for Johns. Almost gets an escape. Doesn't get it yet. 20 seconds left. One escape. Oh. That should have been an escape point. Both guys are facing each other as it went out of bounds. Wright really didn't have a hold of much. So, John sits out, Wright kicks over. Now Wright's got a cradle. And Wright's going to go ahead and win. So next up is Curtis and Quiroga. Jason Curtis is a freshman, 38-2, and Quiroga is 45-0. Curtis, the brother of four-time state champion, undefeated career of Alex Curtis. So it should be interesting to see what happens here. This is number one versus number two. These two wrestled before, and Curtis lost 3-2 to Quiroga. Quiroga. So these two have wrestled once. I'm not quite sure who Surtis' other loss was to. They don't have it listed here. Oh man, Curtis, first takedown, Jason Curtis. They go out of bounds, 2-0. I wonder if Alex Curtis is here. That's my question. He got beat by Andre Hernandez last night, his old teammate down at IU. He's here to watch his little brother. False start. Curtis. Minute 8 left to go. Search this up. Up. 36 seconds. You know, Search is doing a great job. Not letting Quiroga do anything. Man, looks a lot like his brother. Not scoring as many points. He's wrestling a really good opponent here. Into the first, Curtis leads 2-0. And Quiroga chooses to go on their feet. caution red. And they both have one caution. Minute 50 left to go in the second period. 2-0 Jason Sirsis of Crown Point. .137 left to go. Kuroga shoots in. Good job by Sirtis to sprawl out. Not really give him a chance. Up to their feet, and they go out of bounds. .101 left to go. 2-0. Both guys kind of dancing around. Not really doing much out here, just kind of dancing and circling left and right. .24 seconds left to go here in a second. Oh man, back to their feet, nothing. Close there for Cash Kuroga. And it looks like at the end of the second, ooh, wow. Sirtis almost has a takedown at the buzzer. So going to the third, it's going to be 2-0 Sirtis. Here comes the final period. 2-0 Sirtis. He's going to want to get to his feet to take a 3-0 lead if he can. Sirtis is in the down position. Kuroga on top. Man, both guys really aren't doing anything. And 3-0 now. Nothing yet. .30 Sirtis. And we have a stalemate. .50 seconds left to go. Caution red, 1 point green. 4-0 Sirtis. Yeah, it looks like Sirtis is he's up 4-0 with 40 seconds left. Uh-oh. 4-2. 5-2. Nothing yet. 14 seconds. And there's two for Kuroga, and he's going to lose this. 5-4. Surtsis going back, going to the finals. Jason Surtsis, brother of Alex Surtsis. And Surtsis and Gray. Wow. Are we going to see little brother going to go for his first state championship? Wow. Surtsis. Tell you what. Surtsis. Can we be here another 4 years, Surtsis? I don't know, but next up here at Matt 2, we're going to have Harper, three-time state champion, wrestling Spencer of Pike. Here we go. This is Harper and Spencer. Could we see a possible Harper Peras? .130 left to go in this match. And Spencer's out front of Harper right now. He had him down. And Porras gets the first takedown over there on mat number 3. Three left to go. .20 for Spencer. .46 left to go. Man, I tell you what, Harper's not really doing much. Harper's just kind of just relaxing. Just got called for stalling. Three seconds left into the first period. It's going to be Spencer 2, Harper 0. And Harper's already been dinged for stalling once. Wow. So the IHSA has one camera out of the four mats, and they're not even commentating. Wow, they do things great down here at the IHSAA, don't they? Sorry, I'm a little upset because we could be doing all four mats right now with... So, start of the second. Both went on their feet. Spencer leads by 2 over Harper. Both been kind of circling. Up their feet now. Spencer. Man, Harper hasn't really done much. He got dinged for stalling once. Wait, I'm still waiting to see his offense. He's supposed to be a three-time state champion. There we go. Shoots in, get a leg. And so he's got a single and tries for a knee pick. Nothing yet.
58-25.
Stalemate. 47 seconds left to go in the second period. Harper trails by two. Harper out in front now, the front headlock. Called potential dangerous. Stalling. Called stalling on Harper. Oh, I'm a little confused on that. Called stalling on Harper. He had the front headlock. And Spencer was tying him up. I don't, that'll make enough sense. He's down by three, though. Seventeen seconds left to go in the second. Harper trails by three. Was already getting up one stalling point. Both men circling around. 3-0 at the end of the second. Harper finding himself in an unfamiliar situation. You know, he's 33-3. Look at IndianaMat.com. His only losses were to Quiroga, Cook, and Sheets. Three-zero. Harper trails, going to the third, and Spencer starts down. I think Harper's in trouble here. .154 left to go. Harper's on top. Trying to figure out how he can get 3 points here. Man, stalemate, minute 30 left. Harper trails 3-0. Caution red. The second one, one more, and that's going to be a point for Harper if he does it again. Minute 30 left. Perez wins on mat three, going back to the state finals. Five, four, 50 seconds left to go. Harper trails 3-0. Three-time state champion might get knocked off here. Down by three with 40 seconds left. Harper's struggling. Thirty seconds left. Need some points. Stalling red. It's gonna be too little, too late though for Harper. Nineteen seconds left. Down by three. Man, this could be a big upset. We were talking earlier, though. And Harper gets beat. Wow, Harper gets shut out. So Harper was only a three-time state champion. That is too bad. It just didn't look like he wanted to wrestle. I'm trying to figure out what happened down here on mat one. Somehow Egoff won. I mean, he was had 7-0, but he had injury time like twice, and all of a sudden the match was over. Doesn't make no sense over here. Matt won. Egoff of Columbia City wins over Richie. Not quite sure how that happened. We're waiting for the last match in Mat 4. It's overtime between Cook and Seitz. It's 4-4. They're going to go to double overtime now. And it looks like to me that Seitz is going to go down and start the double overtime period down there. Next up here, though, on Mat 2, we're going to have Taylor March of East Noble and Will Mascaro of Carmel. Last year, Mascaro plays 7th, and March plays 3rd last year, and the 2 previous years, he got 2nd. That's a big match for Taylor March. Waiting on that final match. It's 5-4. Start of the third overtime period.
What happened down there? Grabbed his finger and ripped it all the way back.
Really? Wow, so it ends up being a disqualification there on mat one. I guess Eagle's finger just about got ripped off. So that's too bad. Do you think, I'm not going to say do you think it was on purpose, but you think it might have been a situational thing?
He gouged an eye out at regionals.
So, Perry Meridians, the Cook wins down there on mat 4. Back to mat 2 is back to mat two is Mr. Culp. Haven't heard from you today. You still alive down there?
I've been quiet today.
You have been quiet today.
I got a chance to sit in with Coach Smith, and he's a great, great commentator.
It's tough, isn't it? You're like,
You don't want to talk because he's doing such a great job. You feel like you're gonna dull it down or something.
Yeah, like he's gonna look at you like, what are you doing? So, anyways, right here in front of us, we got, let me flip my page. March and Mascaro.
Yeah,
I'm looking here at, looks like Taylor March but just got the first takedown and has Mascaro on his back. Wow, Taylor March is his only loss is to Dillon, and Johnny Dillon got beat first round.
He's got the bottom leg hooked right now.
Yep. Both these guys here on IndianaMat.com, you know, they've lost to good opponents.
Well, there's only one loss. March has one loss to Dillon, and I believe Mascaro is undefeated right now.
Actually, Mascaro, yeah, you're right. You're right. I misread that. So, anyway, you know, March is pretty good. Like I was saying before he got on, he's had two state runner-ups and one third place, and he just wants to do it. You know, he's been so close so many times.
I believe he's been in the finals twice and a third place.
Yep, two runner-ups and a third place. You know, and last year was his third place, his junior year, not his freshman or sophomore year. So this is really the year for him to try to prove something.
He's looking great right now. I mean, right as of right now, I would say he's the top pick, especially with Dillon going down.
Yeah, that was Dillon went down Friday night.
Yeah,
to Doug Welch. I mean, he's still got to wrestle. If he wins this, he's the winner of Richie, who's undefeated in Brown County, or Eric Roach. Still, you know, both those guys. Roach was 130 last year, and Richie was fifth at 112. So both guys are good. 5 cents left to go.
March just in on a cross wrist ride there, riding the period out.
So at the end of the second first period, excuse me, it's 2-0. Taylor March leading. That's pretty sweet, right?
Yeah, East Noble's right there by my hometown, so you kind of have to root for. I have to root for March there.
Yeah, Taylor March, I've enjoyed him a lot.
Like Mascaro takes bottom, and March has the leg turked again, working on the cross face.
I think we talked about him. No, we didn't get to watch his match yesterday. I thought you and I did that one, but we didn't. So it's 1:35 left to go here. 2-0 in the second. March and Mascaro. .120. Really, it's kind of hard to broadcast this kind of match because, like, March on top is just kind of riding him. Not really, I wouldn't say really doing too much. I mean, he's breaking him down, letting him build up, back up, break him down.
Yeah, he's doing a good job of showing that he's trying stuff. He keeps moving around a little bit. He's pretty much got him broken down all the way to his belly.
Yeah, I mean, he's got one leg trapped. He's got his other arm, he's got the other leg.
Looks like he's working on a far side cradle here.
That's what I was thinking. He just needs to step up with it. And the coach, this coach over here, looked over and says, you need to go to the near side and lift that leg up and turk it. Like he's showing him to lift up and turk.
Yep.
Step through. And I think if he keeps working away like that, it's going to come to him. Because the guy's not going to expect it as much. You know, to go back to the opposite side is what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, he's almost got that cradle. I think he does have the cradle locked up.
So, the break's loose now. Now March comes up with the leg in. 2 points over there on the other mat.
Richie's
that's Roach and Richie.
62.
And into the second pair is 2-0, Taylor March. And you can tell your buddy down there to jump on there with Al if he wants. I forget his name. I should know it.
That would be Josh Curry.
Josh Curry. So, start of the, you want to turn him up there, the second knob, white knob?
This one or the far one?
Far one.
Is that good? Or?
Yeah, that's good. So, 2-0 here. March chose down, and he's kind of just laying there. You know, I think if you're Taylor March, you don't give Mascaro any chance at all. I mean,
Mascaro's
going to
cut him. He's letting him up.
So, 3-0. So, I mean, that's kind of relief, but we saw earlier Mascaro. That's who we watch. We watch him, you know, take the lane, Michael.
Yep.
And then he beat Welch. So, I mean, he's wrestled pretty well in this tournament. And right now,
looks like Mitchell Ritchie over there on mat three is pretty much taking it to Eric Roach.
Yeah, that kind of surprises me. You know, but we, you know, we just saw Harper fall too, so.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. Taylor Marsh's got to be careful here. He's almost getting himself in a splatal situation. You know, if Mascaro could reach over and grab the other's leg, which he's trying to do, and arch. Stalemate. 53 seconds left to go. 3-0. And we're going to have injury time for, looks like, Taylor Marsh.
So he was kind of complaining of his arm.
I don't know. He's kind of holding it weird. Could be a cramp.
It's a weird place to have a cramp. It's right in his forearm.
Weird.
There.
Yeah, it's like
underneath
there's
his,
a muscle
his elbow,
there.
I guess. Inside of his elbow.
Well, I don't know. He's having the trainer wants him to squeeze his hand. So I mean,
could have been another.
I think it's just that outside, you know, the outside muscle. I'm not sure what that's called. I'm not really a doctor or anything. Should be though, maybe. Maybe not.
I've been going for school long enough. I should be, but
yeah, aren't you in medical school or something?
I should be. I'm
working on it.
Yeah, my PE license.
Well, that's yeah.
That's close enough.
Yep. So 49 seconds left to go in this match. 3-0 Taylor Marsh. Taylor Marsh trying to get himself back to the finals after last year only getting third place. Wow, I like that. I like when guys do that. Kind of the shuck by at the out of the bounce, you know, like.
Saying, get off my mat.
Yep, and Mishawaka's Reinhold wins his.
No, are they in overtime, or did he win?
I don't know.
That?
Well, maybe he got his 2 points to tie it up. I don't know. 27 seconds left here. And Richie's going to win over there. Score 6-2 over Roach. Wow.
We got 10 seconds here. Shot attempt by Mascaro.
Stalling Marsh. See him turn and look at the clock?
Yeah.
My coach would have killed me.
He knows he's going back. Talk we're going to have a Mitchell Ritchie versus Taylor Marsh match in the finals.
That's going to be good. And you know what?
Blue and gold versus blue and gold.
You can see who I marked off as my state champion. We'll see what happens.
I think we're going to have a great finals match there.
Who do we got? Is Reinhold still wrestling down there? Oh, yeah,
yeah.
I just wrote him in. My bad. And Goodwin and Gerber are 8-7 down there on the mat four.
25 seconds here.
8-8 down
Reinhold
there now.
Match. How do you pronounce his last name? Reinhold?
Reinhold? Yep. Reinhold. That's what I've been saying. That's what I've been saying anyways.
Should have took some notes from Coach Smith over here.
Yeah, sometimes you can't understand what he's saying, though. It's so technical. Instead of calling a takedown, he calls it like 6 or 7 different words that all mix together. One big long word, you know what I'm saying? It's a classic.
Looks like we have John Sims of Modern Day. And which Elkhart Memorial kid is this?
Stahl.
This is Stahl? Ryan yep. Stahl?
Yeah, I want to say Steve so bad.
Looks like we got to wait till the other matches start
yep.
or end.
So they're, it's funny, it's consolation matches. Both of them are in overtime. This one down here is in the double overtime scenario. And I accidentally already wrote Reinhold in, so hopefully he wins.
Looks like he's getting ready to pop out there, get a reversal. It's close. 10 seconds here. He's got Welch is a little
he's
high.
He's got to reach up and grab his head. I know that's easier said than done.
Welch has both legs in, and he's very high, just hanging on to the head there, and time runs out.
I want to know what Coach Setzer over here is, why does he get the rule book out?
He's probably trying to argue the tights for modern day. Get him out of their game.
I don't know, but it actually looked like one of these. I don't know. And that's a match over there. Looks like Bluffton's Gerber wins.
Nope, Goodwin wins.
Paramarine. Really?
They raised his hand.
Okay, that's great. That's great. I wrote it in wrong.
Well, you better hope Reinhold wins so you don't go 0 for 2 here.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, thanks.
We're in sudden death here, and Welch is on the bottom. Reinhold can ride him out. He'll win.
Yep. See, you got to put those legs in. Get those legs in and just keep them tied up. Because there's no stalling in this period.
Yeah, they're not going to call stalling unless it's very, very
obvious. See, Reinhold, here he does a good job. He runs onto the front and gets real tight on that leg.
He's trying to get a stalemate. But Welch is very close to reversal.
Oh,
they may call this. There it is. Reversal, Welch.
Well, I'm not going to really screw up my brackets here.
Yep, Randy goes 0 for 2 on this one.
On accident. They lose 5-3 in overtime situation. Okie dokie, 140-pound weight class. They would just keep running them. I hate how they stop and wait.
Yeah, it kind of messes us up here.
It slows it way down. Yeah. He almost want to fall asleep now. Not really, but anywho, in front of us we're going to have Mr. Ryan Stahl, a 41-2 junior of Elkhart Memorial, and John Sims, a 38-1 and from modern day. He's a sophomore. Sims played 6 here last year. And over here, Matt 3 is a match that I kind of take a little personal here. Mr. Chad Barrett. I'm kind of a Barrett fan. We've had the Barrett family has really listened in. Like, we have Barrett fans all over the world, it seems like. And so last year they really listened in a lot. So, you know, I'd like to see Chad Barrett do it. I mean, a matter of fact,
I believe Barrett's going to have the whole Conseco Fieldhouse behind him.
I mean,
one of those things.
You know, I got Chad Barrett picked. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like Sandiford. He's good. I like Stahl. I think Sims is good. I really thought Tante would beat Sims. I thought wrong. So here we go. Started this match. Oh, wow. Stahl does a nice knee pick going out of bounds, but no points awarded. This match is brought to you by Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning. For all your heating and air conditioning needs, call Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning in Elkhart, Indiana. Thanks to them for being one of our sponsors.
Hey, but Stahl and Sims look like they're playing pinochles there for a little bit. They had each other's hands. They didn't have wrists, they had hands.
Yeah, it looks great. Almost like they're going to the prom or something.
Yeah.
That's all they're really doing is dancing. They're not really, I mean, they're trying to change ties, but Stahl's had that collar tie most of this match. His right hand's up in the collar tie, you know.
Left on there holding hands again. A minute.
I would almost say if Sims backs out again like that, he might get dinged.
Yeah, he might very well.
That's twice he's backed out. We're a minute in.
Oh, there's a shot.
That's huge.
That's a deep single leg there.
That's all it takes is a nice shot, and the referee kind of forgets that you were backing up.
Stahl fends it off
great
with a quarter Nelson there.
Dude, Stahl is like on fire here.
Sims' neck seems to be bothering him here.
Yeah, I think Stahl wrenched on him a little bit. So here we go, 48 seconds left to go in the period. Yeah, I think Stahl's been the aggressor here, but we've seen earlier today, if guys can hang around to the third period, they seem to come back and win. So it's still 0-0, though. And Stahl works him to the edge of the mat again. Front headlock. Stahl would ideally like to kind of shuck him by here and catch him on the edge of the mat. But I don't think he's going to get it.
No, I think Sims is a smart wrestler. He'll go straight out of bounds if anything were to happen. With 5 seconds to go here in the first period.
Then they call him out of bounds. In the first period, it's going to be 0-0, Stahl and Sims.
So on the other match, at the end of the first period, it's Sandifer up 2-0.
I missed that takedown. I wish I would have saw that.
I didn't see it either. I think it was right at the end.
Chad Barrett's 46-2 this year. You know, Sandifer's ranked the number one kid in the state. Sims is fourth, Stahl fifth, and Barrett eighth. So the rankings were pretty close.
They're close, yep.
Close enough, because you know, you have Trace Hall over there, Matt 4 right now. Tante over there, Matt 1. I think, you know, I think that's it. Surma, maybe. Surma's somewhere over here, Matt 1. I mean, because they're pretty good. Joe Caprino's website, IndianaMatt.com, excuse me, is a pretty good website, folks. New forums and everything. So Stahl's got a leg in and kind of lets up a little bit to see if Sims will try to stand up so he can get that other leg in. Minute 10 left. Looking for the half Nelson. Nope, can't get it.
Sims sits while Stahl has the leg in, trying to power half him over.
Man, another injury down here in Matt 1. Matt 1's been full of injuries today.
I would, actually, the injuries, I would call them broken hearts.
You think?
I'm sure they would rather be in the middle mats than the outside mats.
Yeah, that too, I agree. But, you know, we saw Kate carted off on a stretcher. Saw Egolf get his finger ripped off. I mean, we just seen some crazy stuff down there. And Stahl here is, you know, 0-0 and still running that, while he was running that crossbody ride, and took his leg out.
He's done an excellent job of riding him here for the first minute and 40 seconds here. Got the crossbody ride still with 10 seconds to go. We're getting close to near fall.
Oh, man, Stahl's got to be careful.
Sims is trying. He's Grambian. And
we saw Stahl last match against Surma get that scramble position, almost pin himself. So he's got to be careful when he's like that. But he gets to start down here for this period.
We're scoreless going into the third. And Stahl picks bottom, but Sims wants us on our feet, so it's 1-0 Stahl.
Man, there's a lot of people struggling with the IHSAA website. They're not. They guaranteed live wrestling and audio, and all they had is like a little video.
Yeah, I heard that they just shut the video off until 5 o'clock.
Well, they turned it back on as I was watching, but they still aren't.
They're a little behind.
No
on
audio.
The video.
No audio. Anyways, 1-0 Stahl.
Nice little ankle. What was that, like an arm drag to an ankle pick?
Yep.
But they go out of bounds with the minute 29 to go.
I had to move my computer so you can see over it.
I got a perfect gap here. I can see.
Oh, yeah? Okay, good. So I
picked the right seat this time.
We don't have that camera here either, so. Minute 23 left to go in the third period. Stahl leads.
They're back to their collar tie by holding hands.
Yep. A minute left to go in the third. Stahl leads by 1.
We got 50 seconds to go here. They're still on their feet, collar tie position. Sims doesn't seem to be pushing the issue right now for being down 1-0. There he's got double underhooks. And Stahl shoots him out. Looks like another stinger for Sims. He's been having problems with that shoulder all day.
Look at Stahl. Is he got gum in? I think Stahl's chewing on gum.
Yeah, yes he
is. I wrestled one match with gum in mouth. I didn't realize it took out the mat. Everybody's laughing. Like, what's up? Like, you were chewing gum the whole time. Like, oh.
You know, a lot of wrestlers chew gum. A lot of people get cotton mouth.
Yeah. crazy.
So we got injury time here for Sims. Now on the other mat, it is 7-3 for Sandifer over Barrett with 30 seconds to go.
Which is not a surprise to some. Sandifer was a champion last year at 140. Barrett just got the wrong side of the bracket. I think Barrett's really good. You know, he's third time state qualifier. Well, it's his fourth time here. And he just got a bad draw, you know.
Mike Sims on his feet here. Looks like we're ready to go. He walks back to the center.
So Sandifer will go to the finals.
So we got 32 seconds here. Sims in on a deep single leg as Stahl fights it off.
For now.
Sims is all over it still. He stepped over a leg. We've got a spladle. We got a spladle by Stahl, but no takedown. Sims gets out. He's trying to circle around.
Man, Stahl to the Gazzoni. Wow.
Crazy scramble.
Good
Sims
job
still going.
Stahl.
5 seconds to go. Stahl's going to pick up the win here.
Wow.
1-0.
That was awesome. He was so close, he had a takedown there. And
that was
this.
A great 30-second scramble right there. I heard this crowd just erupted up here when the spladle about came through.
Who won down there?
145-pounders now taking the mat in WrestleMania action. The Elkhart Memorial, Zachary Quirk, and from Leo, Cameron Brand.
That's our second Stahl in a row in the finals.
Yep.
He had one last year and now one this year.
Yeah, but his brother was a little bit bigger last year.
Brother was a little bit bigger.
189-pounder. So next up for us here is Young of Culver Academy and Bennett of Anderson Highland right in front of us at 145.
Looks like there's Daniel Young is 46-0, while Sam Bennett is 38-1. It's a one loss between these two.
Yep.
Are they both? This is a senior and a junior.
Yep.
Bennett's the junior.
And Young, you know, Young is my favorite to win. Don't tell anybody that.
I won't. I think you just told him though.
Oh. Shoot. Oh wow! Foul over there already. That's Corp. Penn's friend. Interesting.
Low ankle shot there for Young. He was trying to roll Bennett up.
That's a good job over there by Corp. In a fall. And Stahl's limping. His right knee or something.
I think that's a little bit of swagger in his walk.
You think?
That's very possible. Just be a little swagger.
I get a phone call.
We got 45 seconds left in the 145-pound semifinals match between Bennett and Young. Where Young's in a front headlock here, and Bennett's underneath. We got 20 seconds to go here. We're still scoreless in the front headlock. And we go out of bounds with 12 seconds to go. Still no score.
Get
Sorry, you got to pick up when the woman calls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make sure she knows that you still like her.
Well, that's because you didn't take her out for Valentine's Day. You're busy.
I was at wrestling, wasn't I? Actually, I did meet with her Valentine's Day, though. Went out the night before to a hockey game at Fort Wayne. Drove all the way back to Goshen. Next day, I woke up and went all the way back to Fort Wayne.
You should have just stayed in the Coliseum.
That's what Daryl said. Should have just stayed in the restrooms.
So we enter the second period, still scoreless. Young is on the bottom.
Sorry, I'm half out of it already.
Bennett's on the ankle here. There he moved up. He's about to get hit for stalling. He's got one leg in, working on power half.
Yep. Let's look at our comments here, partner. Sorry, we're not being detailed enough. Sorry, we're trying to just... We're not the best at this yet.
Can't all be Coach Smith.
No, Coach Smith is really good.
He's actually commentating this match now. I can hear him
right
beside
me. That's good. Anyways, 11 left to go. Highlands, Bennett's got a leg. Not in, but he's got doing a great job keeping Young, you know, down there, not really giving him a chance to get up.
Yeah, he's tried to stand up twice now, and Bennett's brought him right back down. He's still got a leg in, and Young stands up.
Someone tried to log in at 8:13. Dude, it didn't start until 9:30.
Young stands up, and Bennett drops down to a single.
0-0.
Young's out front, but Bennett still has a hold of the leg, so no escape yet. And Bennett brings it back down. He cracks him down and back up, back in control here. Young's back down to his belly.
There'll be no, once again, folks, no video today from us. IHSAA promised they would videotape all today, and their system's not even working, so I don't know what to do.
Nice little flurry there by Young. So 1-0 Young. Now Young's on a low ankle pick there. And they go out of bounds. End of the second period. Score is 1-0 for Daniel Young.
I don't know. 2 minutes left to go here.
Looks like Bennett's going to take bottom.
Young, August. What's, oh man, let's go ahead and give you one escape. Just now getting to my emails. They didn't come to my phone, so I don't know what's going on. 1:50 left to go in the period.
Young in on a deep double leg, and he worked around. 2 takedown for
there
Daniel
we go.
Young.
Now he's going to put the legs in. 1:40 left.
Scores 3-1 for Young. Young's got both legs in.
Three to one, Young leads. Young, you know, Young's really, he's controlling it, you know.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he keeps moving, the official's not going to call anything.
No, he's been on a couple different moves here, so. Thank you.
Just finally getting the 130 sheets over here. Kind of slow over there, printing up stuff.
Young still got one leg in and trying to power half him over. 40 seconds to go, 3-1 score. Seconds to go, still power half situation. I'm surprised there hasn't been a stalemate called here. They haven't really moved. They haven't moved for a good amount of time here.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Oh, man, you gotta be careful here. Bennett trying to go through the roll-through.
We've got 10 seconds to go. Looks like Youngs should win this now.
Yes, he should. And Youngs, I'm going to wait. Oh, yeah.
He stuck. That rush in position, he would have been.
Well, the whistle blew, though, right as it got to his back, so he got lucky.
There's no change, but there's another second. That match.
Wow. So Young is going from CMA. I don't know how many CMA guys have ever made it to the finals, but I think he might be the first one ever.
There's a long list of brothers right there, the Youngs.
So Young wins. Let's go ahead and scratch his name for the finals. Senior from CMA. And it looks like, you know, I put a little mark next to Daniel Young's name last night, didn't I?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of nice.
That was my pick to win.
That's kind of nice. Next up we're going to have here is going to be Carroz of Chesterton, who won over injury to fall.
Freshman
versus Estrada. And Estrada's been fighting through some tough matches, so this should be a good one.
That's a 2-2 score over on mat 3 with 20 seconds to go. So we'll probably have some overtime.
Look at this. Not sure this guy knows how hard it is to wrestle and how good these guys are. People don't make any sense. Rhino. So, you're right. I think it might go to overtime unless Cathedral's McGinley here can. Oh, he didn't even try.
Didn't try nothing.
Why wouldn't you try?
That would be a nice spot for a Granby or some kind of Superman move, but he just faced out.
Anything. A stand up real quick, you know? Overtime now over here. Uh-oh. Almost a takedown. Oh, now in on a single from McGinley. Double. And, oh,
double,
man.
And they go out of bounds.
Tiptoe to blind.
Close. This place is booing, but I kind of agree.
He tiptoed on that line. Yeah. I don't know if he went out of bounds.
He tried to walk the line there like a football player trying to catch it out of bounds, but.
You know, thing is, though, these refs, they have a call to make, and if he felt that was out of bounds.
He had the best view, so.
Well, those coaches might have a good view. And here we go, another single leg in from McGinley. And closely out of bounds, but now it works out. No takedown. Oh, goes for a high C.
There's another out of bounds. One. These fans don't like it, but. You know, I gotta agree with this ref. He's making pretty good calls.
I would like to see Jones do something here.
Yeah,
he hasn't done anything in this overtime period. That's my biggest disappointment.
McGinley's
right
been
now.
On a couple different shots here.
That's my biggest disappointment. McGinley's had two singles and a double in overtime one. So it's 2-2 going into the double overtime scenario. Real quick, what do you think about Sertzes?
That was impressive.
Dude, you think we're going to see a four-time Sertzes?
Very possible. He's
That'd
got some big shoes to fill.
That would
but
be
I think
sweet.
He's failing them
you
right
know,
now.
He's lost two matches this year, which is a little bit worse than his brother.
One to Kierga, and I believe one to Napiel. So.
I think you're right, too. I actually, on here, didn't even list the other one, so I don't know.
He looks just like his brother.
Oh, yeah. A little bit not as strong, but he's only a freshman.
He's only a freshman, so.
So here we go. Jones chooses down for the first part of double overtime. McGinley puts a leg in. Gonna try to ride him out here. Oh man, looking for the rib tilt. Man, he's got to get that power half in and pull it tight. I don't know though. Look, he might get himself stuck here. Really hard to tell. We had about 30 people down here in front of us.
Still no points. 4 seconds.
Oh, man.
No
end
points.
The period, no points.
Close to a reversal or almost
whoa,
an escape,
whoa,
I guess.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's nuts.
What happened there? I missed it.
They didn't call it. I thought maybe they would call it at least an escape. I don't know. They had two. He had two legs in though, so it's another judgment call by an official.
McGinley still. I mean, he's still kind of just basing out there.
Yep. So this time McGinley's on bottom. He's tied up. 15 seconds left. You'd think you'd want to stand up. This kind of happened. We saw it in the third period.
Yep.
Kind of just sit there.
Bull Nelson. What is this kid's name from Maryville?
Jones.
I think he's got to cut him here and try to take him down in 9 seconds.
Wow.
Let's see what he does. He's covering him. 9 seconds. Uh-oh.
Trying to go for like a roll through tilt.
Nothing.
Wow, why don't you cut him in that?
McGinley wins 3-2 in double overtime.
Taking nothing away from McGinley, but that was almost given to him.
Yeah.
Because he was just laying there. He wasn't even doing anything. I missed the Sparks and Delaney match. Next up here is Kuroz of Chesterton and Estrada of Munster. Wow, what a way to win a match. How'd you win? Well, guy put a full Nelson on me.
Yeah, well, he outworked him there in that first overtime period. He was in on a couple deep shots there. It's a heartbreaker to lose.
Yep. So here we go. Estrada shoots in right away. He had almost a high C, but then now it breaks down to the ankle. And Chesterton's, better go to the right page, right? Kuroz. Does a great job covered up and grabs an ankle. Brock and Zionsville, the winner on that one, as Drake Stein of Princeton was injured.
1:30 left to go here. I guess deep shot for Estrada, and how do we say his last name? Kuroz,
that sounds right. And Brogdon will get a victory over on Matt 1 due to injury default.
So Stein did not make it back?
No, he did cover him off the hospital, so. I'm just curious to see, you know, what if he would come back this afternoon? Could he wrestle?
Should be able to wrestle if he has a doctor's note.
That's what I was thinking.
Estrada in on another deep shot.
Oh,
Hero stops it.
That was a nice little roll through
now
there.
We're in a little front headlock here.
Wow, they're just taking care of Coach Smith. They keep on bringing a water bottle.
Coach Smith, he's getting them all. That's when we get nothing.
Hey, I got something right here.
Oh.
Rachel brought that by. So, 35 seconds left to go in the period.
Kuroz gets the takedown and trying to hit his...
Oh, man. What's
trying to hit
doing?
His suicide roll that he hit on Stein. And he gets it now.
Got two near fall.
It's two near fall.
He almost got stuck himself there.
So, yeah. Now, great way to finish that, I guess.
How did Stein get jacked up? I missed it.
Earlier in the day, I believe he stood up and Kuroz went to bring him back down. He kind of tried a Gramby roll type thing and landed on the back of his head.
Ouch. So, 4-0 here towards the end of the first. 4 seconds left. Estrada goes for a Gramby and ooh.
Almost gets near fall there.
Yeah.
For Kuroz.
Too bad he couldn't like get his upper body to come over top because he would have been able to get out, you know. But so 4-0. And Estrada will choose down to start the next period.
It's like Kuroz hits another one of them suicide rolls. More back points. He's got this one tight. I think it's another three and air fall for Quirez. Or how are we saying his name?
Quirez.
Quirez.
Quirez. I don't know.
I think I've said it different every time so far.
Yeah, but that suicide roll, I don't like it because if Estrada can just get big, he's going to stick him. So it's 7-0, minute 24 left to go. Oh, man.
Another Granby roll by Estrada.
And it's almost, you know, Quirez is like just waiting for it.
Yeah, he's had a counter for everything he's thrown at him.
This is rehearsed. It's a set match. Maybe not. 7-0, minute left to go in the second.
Just got a spiral right here, trying to break him down. Now he's got his near leg in again. He might try his
stalling. I think he just held him there. Seconds left to go. Estrada trails 7-0. Ooh, we have a caution on Quirez. So I want to wonder, Stein was up like 7-2 on him. No,
he was up 2-0, and then Quirez hit that suicide roll. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
And then
I would like to see him. I mean, I wonder how Stein would have fared if he would have won. I mean, he didn't, so we can't say what ifs.
Yep.
But I'm just curious to see what would have happened in this match here.
Granby works that time. Estrada gets one escape. 40 seconds to go in the second period. Score 7-1.
It's not bad. You know, both guys are on their feet now. So, you know, Estrada really, a takedown here would be great. You know, going to the third period, being down 7-3. Ten seconds left to go here in the second period.
Both wrestlers trying for inside ties.
Shot in now. Oh, yeah, I got a message. Okay, start of the third, 7-1. And Mosher's getting beat down here by McMurray. McMurray was a state champion last year and seventh at 112. So there's good, looks like my other state championship picks in the fall. .147 left to go, 9-1, another takedown by Quirez. And Estrada just doesn't look like he's got much for him.
I think he does. I think Quirez just has an answer for everything right now.
I mean, here's about my thinking. This is the match that gets you underneath the light.
Uh-oh. Estrada has him on his back.
You know, this is the match you have to win to go underneath the lights. This is the biggest match of your career.
Until you get underneath the lights?
Yeah. You know, as of right now, if you've never been underneath there.
Oh, it looks like injury time for Estrada. Score is 9-3 in favor of the Chesterton kid.
Man, looks like it hurt a little bit. Kind of wrenched in his knee. Not in a bad way. I mean, just the way they kind of came down on it. I don't think Quirez was doing it on purpose.
No, that was just a freak accident right there. Just got his knee tweaked a little bit, I believe.
Yep, I believe so, too. So, 9-3 in the third period. Over there on mat number three, Mosher trailing McMurray 7-3. The minute left to go.
Okay, thank you.
So here we go, 9-3. Backers, man. 1:17 left to go.
Estrada on top.
Wow, look at this. Mosier's coming back over here, 7-6. He was down 7-2. He's working back in over there. I'm excited. Estrada trails 9-3 against Kuroz.
Looks like he's going for a spladle here.
He's trying, but Kuroz is pulling his head out.
Yeah. We're going to get two reversal here. As soon as he gets his head out, he'll get. There's the two reversal.
11-3,
correct.
Oh, man. Mosier loses by one over there. He fights back.
So McMurray's heading back to the finals.
Yep.
You know, this is three kids here for the Maryville semi-state.
Yep. So McMurray beats Mosier 7-6. And Estrada and Crows is 11-3 with 44 seconds left to go.
Another Granby attempt by Estrada.
Man, he's got to move up, though. He's just sitting on the leg.
Yeah, he's going to get hit with stalling here if he don't move up.
Well, now he's circling, though, so I mean, it makes it look like he's doing something.
20 seconds to go. Stalling on
1 point Crows. Red, so 11-4. Stalling on Crows. Still down 7 points, though, 20 seconds. I mean, you almost need a fall here.
Yeah, he's got to go big here. 19 seconds to go, 11-4 for Crows.
Well, actually, what he can do is he can get a one escape, take him down to his back, get four near fault because he'll have like a bloody nose or something. Nope. So it looks like it's going to be
Caro's in the finals with McMurray.
Yep.
Freshman at 152.
Wow.
That's very impressive. I think this whole arena will be rooting for him just because he's a freshman going against
the
undefeated state champ or returning state champ.
Yep. So Estrada gets beat. Estrada's has a couple tough matches. You know, barely beat out Whitaker, barely beat out Brogdon, and just got beat there. So he's had a couple tough matches coming into that.
Guerrero's record, 34-11. He's having a tournament. He's having a great tournament.
Yes, he is. You know, they wrestle the region. You know, there's a lot of good kids up in the region.
He might have wrestled these guys a ton of times.
Yep.
The way he's wrestling right now, he's my pick to win it.
We'll see. Next up, Myers of Crown Point and Runyon of Martinsville. Both guys undefeated between the two, 77-0 between the two. And on mat three, we have Powell of Northridge, 40-0, and Todd of Pendleton Heights, 43-0.
All undefeated here, 160.
Yep.
This is what we come to see.
And Cathedral's Willis already injured over here.
He's got a wrist problem, looks like.
I think it's his thumb.
Is it his thumb?
Like right. Yeah, because they're touching his thumb. He's like, he's going crazy over there.
Myers got a wrist and a collar tie here.
This is the match I wanted to see. Myers and Runyon. I picked Runyon for my state title.
Runyon in on a single, trying to circle around. Myers with a deep whizzer here. Runyon back trips him for two takedown.
So
Runyon up 2-0.
That was nice. Nice move.
You're on the ball now. You're on the ball now.
So Runyon in control here on top. This is a match I think could really go either way. Oh, man, Powell with the Peterson over there. Peterson up to his feet. So it's going to get... Well, they never gave him an escape over there.
Runyon with the head lever, trying to break him down. 35 seconds to go, still 2-0 for Runyon.
That's a cool name, Breyer. 2-0, 30 seconds left to go in the period.
They switched the winner. Tonti actually lost.
Yeah, he got pinned. No, he didn't. 5-6. Yeah, he got beat the whole time. They just set the bracket up.
So 27 seconds left to go here in the period.
Looks like he's got a claw right there.
Yep.
You know, he's down to the wrist.
You know, he's doing a real good job tying up, you know, another undefeated wrestler, Myers.
Got his arm on his back here.
Yep.
8 seconds to go. Trying to turn him. He's very close. He might get back points here. He can pull that shoulder under. There he's counting.
2-3. He gets to get two back points.
Yep. Two near
That's
ball.
A good job.
Runyon looks like he came ready to wrestle.
Yep, and Myers' arm was like stuck on his back. I mean,
yeah,
it was kind of an awkward position.
So we got 4-0 here in favor of Runyon, and he takes top. Runyon takes top.
So here we go, 4-0. Runyon, really, that near fall was perfect. You know, going up 4-0 in a semifinal match in the first, you know, that really sets you up for a good second and third period. 150 left to go here in the start of the second.
He's back to his claw ride here. Looks like he's got the far wrist again.
.130 left to go. Runyon do something here. You know, I think he's gonna go for another tilt or some kind of.
He's got a very deep cross wrist there. Well, he had it and I lost it. He's riding tough, trying to bring him back down as Myers stands up. Got a claw ride there. He's off to the side.
Runyon
drops down to a single and drives him out of bounds.
Watch that Pacer gym floor. .40 minute left to go.
Runyon still controls on top. 50 seconds to go. Got the cross wrist again. Deep, tight waist. Runyon's got those real long arms. He can get them things all the way around his waist.
Yep. Twenty-seven seconds left to go here in the second period. Look over there, Matt, too. Ross Powell is down 4-0.
Now, who's he wrestling over there?
It's Todd. What's his first name, though? First name is Matt Todd. So, and right here at the end of the second, it's 4-0. Sorry, I hope I didn't, like, talk over top of you there.
We were saying the same thing. Runyon still winning 4-0. Start of the third period here. Myers taking top.
Four to zero. Start of the third.
Inadvertent whistle here.
So 4-0, minute 50. I'm just kind of, you know, Runyon looked really good that first period, and that, you know, he really hasn't done much here. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure him out. You know,
Myers got the ankle hook there. He's got a cross face going for cradle.
1:20 left to go in the match. Runyon leads 4-0. Someone's asking about James Travis from Maryville. I believe he's a heavyweight, right? Yeah, he's not going to be up for a while. Man.
A minute 15 to go here. Score still 4-0 for Runyon. Runyon's on the bottom.
I'm looking over there at Matt 3, and Powell's getting his butt kicked. 7-2 now. 30 seconds left. And 4-0 here, minute left. Seconds left to go.
Runyon's trying to face him here. Kind of a front headlock position almost.
And Ross Powell gets beat 8-2. That Todd kid just flexes his muscles in the crowd. Whoa. Kid's ripped.
Looks like he got an escape for Runyon. Now he's back in on a single. 5-0 for Runyon. Myers trying to fend it off. Runyon breaks him down to his hip. Seconds to go. Score 5-0. And they are neutral.
Yep.
Myers needs a big throw here to his back.
Needs something. I'm still waiting for him to do something. No offensive points. No points at all, you know.
Oh, and there it is. He tried to.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what you want to call that. A twister type.
Oh, right. Just shoved him out of about.
Runyon. Now Runyon's holding his arms up.
Good thing we didn't have that on video because I think we just saw. I just saw something you probably wouldn't want to hear.
Runyon wins 5-0 over Meyer. Looks like it'll be Runyon versus Todd in the finals at 160.
So we have Runyon and Todd. Next up here on our mat is going to be Hugh Hudson of Southland Riley, who beat Tanner Wedding, which Wedding was a favorite on the north part of it. And you have versus Grimes. And Grimes beat Smith of Mishawaka.
Injury down there. I'm at 4. Can't tell who it is.
Oh, man, bringing the cart in again down here.
Yep, cart's coming in.
Same ambulance people and everything.
I can't tell who it is down there.
Well, hold on. I'll tell you who it is.
Not Center Grove. Wait, no, that's not Center.
Monix, I believe, is the guy standing up right now. Monix is a little kid, so this is Jones
of
Avon, Dalton Jones. And I missed it.
I didn't see what happened. There's a group, crew around him.
I can't tell if they're holding his head like they were on the other gentleman earlier, on Stein. Who won down here?
I didn't see it.
I missed the Farrell on Willis match.
Willis is down here with his wrist injury still, or hand injury. Looks like they're cutting tape off, and he's squinting pretty good.
Yeah, I think he might have broke it. Good chance. Man, this is terrible. I've never seen so many kids go down in a state tournament.
Yeah, Matt 1 has been the injured Matt all day. Now it's Matt 4 has got a serious injury over here.
Looks like his leg. I don't know, though. They're holding him down, so I don't know if he's unconscious. You know, at this level, you see a lot bigger. You see bigger moves sometimes. You see, you know, more scrambling. So you get in these compromised positions. Sometimes you just land just the wrong way. Okay, I don't know if it's a neck injury or not. So, Lowell's Monix is going to win down there over Jones. It should let Jones and Stein wrestle. Just kidding.
Both of them, that's not.
They're both injured.
Yeah, they're both injured. They can wrestle in the hospital, I guess.
Maybe.
Hate to say it, but maybe they can thumb wrestle.
Maybe.
I wish both of them the best of luck.
Yeah, it's not a fun. I know parents and family probably, you know, it's upsetting, you know.
Yeah.
Your kid is down on the mat, but I can't really tell what his injury is either. You know, they got a big huddle. I'm just trying to see what's going on, you know. Real quick, team champion would like to congratulate the following 2009 middle school state champions. Drew Hughes, Tommy Cash, Cody LeCount, Levi Moss, Tommy Forte, Isaiah Bradley, Luke Decker, Neil Malloy, Vincent Casero, Gino Gillum, Caden Newcomb, Jake Mazingale, Austin Nieberger, Michael Sliga, Cade Maggard from Osceola, and Brett Vaughn and Evan Pounder. That's www.teamchampionwrestling.com. So they're just about done wrapping up the injured wrestler down there.
Looks like they have him on the stretcher right now.
And here comes the young wrestler's mom, it looks like. So at least the parents are here. I didn't see Stein's parents at all, so I don't know.
I never seen them come down here anyways.
I can't tell because they don't have like his leg wrapped up. They don't have his arm wrapped up.
I can't see a neck brace from here.
The only thing about this situation here, I haven't seen him move his legs or arms yet.
Yeah, we've seen Stein move a little bit when he was down, so that was a good sign.
Oh, he's moved his hands, so that's good. Right? Moved his hands.
Yeah,
so that's a good thing. I didn't see any feet action, though. So, let's be patient here. Coach's trophy. Count points got 87. 80. Cathedral's got 68, and Mishawaka's got 49.5 for the coach's trophy.
So, it looks like Crown Point's almost. They got a couple guys in the. No, they don't have a couple. They have Hawkins in the finals. And Searches, so they should wrap that coach's trophy up.
Should. I mean, they need to win to pretty much solidify that, but I agree with you. I can't wait till tonight. That's the only reason I come is for tonight.
It's one of the most exciting times of the season, or it is the most exciting time,
That's
I
right.
guess. Jones is up on the stretcher, and they're carting him off now.
And he's having a neck brace, so must be another neck injury.
Dalton Jones of Avon, ladies and gentlemen.
Again, that's our second wrestler that's been carted off today.
You never usually see one.
Yeah, we wish both of them the best of luck in recovery.
Okay, so here we go. This is 171-pound. Grimes and Hudson. You know, it's really good. Mabes beat Grimes at Mishawaka. Mabes got first, Grimes got third. So they'd be cool to see him wrestle again here. Well, they both have to beat their opponents first. It's tough. Man, Duckworth has got Mace on his back.
Mace on his back already.
We're going to be broadcasting all the audio from here on out. So, folks, we might have four audio feeds for the finals. So it's one match with four different feeds because it's more people that can listen to Al Smith or Henry Wilkes or Tony Holt and his brother-in-law or me and Blaine or whoever decides to show up, you know. Blaine will probably go home before the finals, though. Not a big fan of the finals, he is.
Yeah, I hate finals.
Especially in college.
Yeah.
Anyways, here we go, start of this match. Whistle just blew, both been on their feet. Hudson got a nice single.
Nice single up on his shoulder.
He is jacking that thing up.
Way up there. Nice flexibility there by
Grimes. It's a good thing Grimes is tall because any other guy probably would have fell over because his leg was so high.
Hudson pulling him back to the center.
Ooh, I don't like how he finished that. I do not like that. He should have brought him back to the center and just treetop that baby. Take it as high as you can. You know, try to kick himself in the head with it. The other guy in the head. So, a minute 15 left. That was a good job there by Grimes not to get taken down. We got bleeders down there on mat 4 already.
And Schultz. Like mat 4 is taking over on the injured mat.
Yep. They go out of bounds. Both been on their feet now. Four seconds left to go here in the first.
And they go out of bounds again. Both guys head-to-head here. A little bit of hand fighting, still head-to-head. 35 seconds to go, and they go out of bounds. Still scoreless in the Grimes-Hudson match. Stalling on Grimes as they go back out of bounds. He seems to be backing out to the edge of the circle. James Travis of Maryville, your sister Natalie would like to wish you good luck in your next match. The heavyweight for Maryville. Back to the semifinal match here. Still neutral, 15 seconds to go, no score. Still hand fighting, a little bit of snaps there. 2 seconds to go, we're still neutral, we go out of bounds. And that's the end of the first period, scoreless, with Grimes and Hudson.
There we go.
Looks like Hudson's going to take bottom.
And he's going to cut him. He's going to give him one point.
Going to our feet.
This Hudson kid's not too bad. He's been kind of flying underneath the radar all year. And here he is, one match away from the finals. Ooh. Grimes does a great job shooting through when they go out of bounds. It's 1-0. Man, look at this nice water I got.
Yeah, I don't get taken care of over here. Still head-to-head in a hand fight mode. Hudson drops to a single, and we got blood time. I think blood time.
Blood his lip again. He had his lip bled pretty bad last match, and the ref didn't see it until like the blood was like everywhere.
That's Grimes, or who's bleeding
that's
here?
That's Grimes.
Hudson? Grimes is bleeding, okay.
Yeah, they got blood on Hudson, but...
Hey, well, this is a physical match. We're 1-0 here for Hudson, but... It's physical.
Oh, yeah, very physical. Over on mat one, we have Joseph Smith, and he's wrestling Wedding, and now it's 4-0 Wedding.
In the other semifinal match, we have Duckworth and Mapus. Duckworth is leading 8-3.
And we're back here on mat number two after the blood time. Grimes trails 1-0.
He's in on a deep single, switching to a double. And it gets the trip, out of bounds, two takedown. Grimes gets two takedown.
Oh, he wanted a blood time there, but didn't get it. That's what I'm talking about. Bleeding again. Oh, the way they're cleaning it off.
Cleaning up, yeah. It's like a minute 18 to go in the second period. Score is 2-1 for Grimes. On the other mat, it's 9-3 Duckworth. That's in the third period.
Man, they got blood everywhere out there.
Looks like Wedding wins on mat one. So we'll get, from fifth.
There you go. Yep.
I can't see the score down there on mat four.
It's 1-0 with Atwood winning.
We're back to wrestling here on mat two.
Man, that was loud.
Hudson stands up. We're getting returned by Grimes. 1 minute to go, 2-1. We go out of bounds again. 1 minute to go.
Grimes on top, kind of holding them down. Hudson's not really going anywhere. He's got a near wrist and up the crotch in the backside. They go out of bounds.
45 seconds to go. Score still 2-1 for Grimes.
Still no audio from IHSAA. Man, they really dropped the ball on this video stuff this weekend. Oh, man. Hudson tries to roll through, doesn't get out.
He's got a cross wrist again. Hudson stands up. He drops down to a single. Grimes drops down to a single. 15 seconds to go. Hudson's facing him, trying to get his leg free to get his escape. No change in possession here. Grimes leading 2-1 entering the third period. Looks like Grimes is going to take the bottom position.
Oh, man. And Hudson's down.
That's a bad cramp. I can see it in his left hamstring.
That was hurt so bad. I woke up the other day with one of those. My leg. I couldn't move my foot. It was terrible. Man, Duckworth is just taking his man over there. Duckworth is going to go to the finals. I picked Duckworth, so hopefully he can pull it out.
And we're in injury time here on mat two for Hudson. He's got a...
Is it his hamstring?
His hamstring, left hamstring. Okay. So he's got a cramp in it. He was laying flat on his back there for a while. I don't think he could stand that. That's a bad spot to have one.
So it's 2-1. You know, he's only down by 1 point, so he needs to really... I think he'd almost want to cut him here. I don't know.
Like he's going to his feet.
Oh, I guess he read my mind.
So it's now 3-1 for Grimes as we start the third period.
Yeah, I missed the match.
And we go back out of bounds with a minute 50 to go.
And both men kind of just dancing around.
They go back out of bounds. Minute 38. Seems like we've been going out of bounds a lot on this match.
Yeah, it does.
Grimes in on a deep single leg. Got his head in the middle.
Oh, man.
As he steps over.
Stalemate. Good job by Andy Wood. Let's get him back on their feet. Let's see him play. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. 3-1.
It's like a takedown for Grimes. 1 minute to go. Score is now 5-1.
It's crazy.
That was on the edge of the mat.
Yep. You got to wrestle. Minute left to go.
Looks like he's got another injury time here for his cramp.
And
that will give
this guy behind us is yelling.
No. Well, I don't know what they stopped it for.
I thought he called for blood time.
I thought he had the cramp again. Ref or they just kind of. Oh. So the guy on top, Grimes, started yelling. I thought it was Hudson.
Yeah, he went green like this. And, you know, Hudson's green. That would make sense. Interesting. 5-1. 54 seconds left.
Caution, Hudson. 54 seconds.
Oh, man. And, you know, Hudson's got to do something. He's down by four with, 30 seconds left.
Riding his wrist to a half. Grimes is right there. Looks like we're getting back points and possible fall.
He's going to finish him.
25 seconds to go. There it is.
Oh, yeah. You see, he just gave up.
21 seconds to go in the third period. Grimes gets the fall to move to the finals. And he will be wrestling Duckworth.
It's a good job. You know, I don't know why Hudson gave up so easy there. You know? Okay, next up we're going to have Stevenson, undefeated sophomore at 189, 44-0 of Indian Creek, wearing the tuxedo singlet.
Yep, here's the tuxedo.
And Shrewsbury, he's an undefeated senior, 40-0. So we have 84.
We only have one loss on the other side.
Yep. Graber's my pick to win it all, so. Because I'll get the takedown right away.
Now we're starting here on mat two with, is it Stevens? Stevenson and Shrewsbury.
So here we go. Both are on their feet. 13 seconds into the match. Circling around. This is the 189-pound weight class. Stevenson and Shrewsbury.
Dancing around the center of the mat here.
These tuxedo singlets crack me up. You know? It just looks so goofy. .112 left to go. And takedown by Shrewsbury. Kind of just worked way around the outside of him and got down on top of him. Really wasn't anything special. 59 seconds left to go in the period. 2-0, Shrewsbury.
Stand up here by Stevenson, and Shrewsbury takes him out of bounds. So 53 seconds here, 2-0, Shrewsbury.
Man, Shrewsbury's just really, he's not doing too bad of a job. You know, Stevenson stood up twice now, but can't get away. 2-0.
Trying to put the arm on his back. Stevenson works to his feet. There, he gets the escape. Back to the center. 25 seconds to go.
Another injury
on one.
Head injury, too. Nine seconds left to go. 2-1. Shrewsbury. Man, we get a pin down there, possibly on Matt 4. Ooh, close. End of the first, 2-1, Shrewsbury. Red chooses down, then Shrewsbury chooses down. Tight waist for Stevenson. Shrewsbury, a little tough trying to get up there. And he finally can lift to his feet.
They go out of bounds.
Oh, man.
A minute 45 to go, still 2-1 for Shrewsbury.
To me, it's so amazing to see how guys wrestle on the edge of the mat. Ooh, go out of bounds there. Stevenson had a nice shot in there. Should have coach from Indian Creek thought there was a double leg takedown on the edge of the mat. Not double leg, but excuse me, that's the other
that's
coach.
Crown Point
thought it was a locked hands. My bad. Just saw it different. You never got an escape, so you can't call an escape, you know. So Shrewsbury goes up to his feet.
He's trying. There he cuts.
Oh, man. He's still almost able to hold on, though.
Score's now 3-1 for Shrewsbury. A minute 10 to go in the second period. They're in the collar tie right in the center of the mat.
Both men circle, they're circling, and they're circling. Oh, they go out of bounds. Back to center, 43 seconds left to go in the period. Shrewsbury and Stevenson. Shrewsbury leads 3-1 in the second. Both men just kind of dancing, not really going for anything.
There's a shot by Stevenson, but countered by Shrewsbury. And a front headlock here, right on the edge of the mat. And they go out of bounds with 6 seconds to go. Still 3-1 in favor of Shrewsbury.
Four, three, two, and one into the second. 3-1, Shrewsbury leads.
Looks like Stevenson's going to take bottom.
Stevenson, you know, you're down by two, you need to get an escape, and his very first move off the whistle is put his head down.
It's still down right now. Just kind of just basing there. Now he sits.
Out.
He's biting hands, though. Back to, and now he's up to his feet, trying to cut, and he's out. So 3-2 with a minute 35 to go.
Shot in by Shrewsbury is blocked. Back to his feet.
Down to a front headlock here. Now they just circle out of bounds, really.
1:14 left to go in the period.
Thanks.
That's the real deal right there, folks. 3-2. Tries for a shot. Nice block by Shrewsbury. Wow. Oh, no, Stevenson, that's
nice
2 points.
Spin
wow.
On the edge of the mat.
Shrewsbury's blocking, then Shrewsbury, Stevenson backed out. Shrewsbury shot.
Tried to shoot him off the mat, basically.
And Stevenson circled and got right behind him. That was an awesome move by Stevenson.
49 seconds to go. 4-3 for Stevenson. Shrewsbury stands up.
Stevenson had a tough time keeping Shrewsbury down earlier.
Like Shrewsbury, he's got wrist control. He's trying to spin. Stevenson drops down, and they go out of bounds.
Looks like Graber and Rothrich is going to go back to the finals.
Graber winner by 5-2 decision. We got 38 seconds here as they start. Shrewsbury's back up to his feet. Stevenson in on a single as they go back out of bounds. 29 seconds to go.
Man. So this is actually shocking me just a little bit here because that last period he had struggled keeping Shrewsbury down.
Shrewsbury, he keeps standing up. Stevenson just redrops down to a single leg. There he drops again. But gets
oh, man, tied up.
He kind of missed his leg.
Yeah, he did big time.
So we're tied up 4-4 with 20 seconds to go.
And Southport's Hodges wins down there. South Mount, excuse me.
So we got 5 seconds to go here.
Oh, man.
Stevenson now on a single. 2-1. No takedown.
Oh man. I think stop and pick him up. You know what I'm saying? For this.
We got 2 undefeated wrestlers here trying to get to the state finals. Overtime. 4-4.
And Shrewsbury was runner up last year at 189. So this is like big for him. You know what I'm saying? He needs to win this. So, 47 seconds. Ooh, Shrewsbury, nice
on a deep single. Brings him down to the mat.
Stevenson rolls him over. Still in a bad position, though.
Shrewsbury's trying to get across the body.
I think you got to lock that baby tight. You know what I'm saying?
Stevenson's got it locked up very tight, trying to get a stalemate here. Shrewsbury's trying to get his arm around the body. There he's around the body. He's climbing.
Oh, man, he gave it up.
Shrewsbury.
I think you got to hold on to the official calls it. You know what I'm saying? So Shrewsbury.
That was a fantastic match.
That was.
Shrewsbury, your winner, will be wrestling Graber in the finals.
Yep.
Both guys, they both were runner-ups last year.
Yep. One at 71, the other one at
89.
Yep. I missed that. I keep on missing the match down here. I'm not really paying, though. Anyways, next up here, Barry of Warren Central, undefeated, versus Lentz of Mishawaka. So George was upset about this one because George thought that this would be Arias Allen wrestling right here instead of Barry. Wow.
A pinfall for Brownsburg.
Fall way down there.
Brownsburg, correct?
Yep. That was Brownsburg's.
It's like 17 seconds. He must be a thrower right off the whistle. Last week in the semi-state finals, he pinned Robeson in 18 seconds.
Brownsburg's Howland. Adam Howland of Brownsburg, your winner on that four. 17 seconds, wow. It's nuts.
Match starts here. We're just in a collar tie right in the center of the mat. Just battling for inside position here in the collar tie. 30 seconds in.
Minute 7 in the first period between
Barry gets a front headlock trying
Lentz.
To bring him down.
You know, Lentz has looked pretty good all day. Barry got overtime
by.
Over Allen. So, it's interesting to see how this goes out.
And they break from the front headlock. 45 seconds to go. They go back to the center, still scoreless, 0-0, 32 seconds to go.
Both men just dancing around, 20 seconds left. Out of bounds.
13 seconds remaining in the scoreless.
Wow. They just gave Baker a two-point takedown, and he wasn't even above the knees.
I didn't see it.
Below the knees on the edge of the mat.
Shot attempt by Barry. Stopped by Lentz. 2-1. End of the first period.
Okay, so start of the second, 0-0. Really, that first period was pretty good. Man, Baker just picked up that kid, like threw him way off the mat. That Baker kid over there is amazing.
Finalist introduction shortly after 7. Hope to be wrestling championships at 7:30. Doors open to the public for that session at 4 p.m.
And Lentz is just sitting here riding. He's got a tight waist, hooked a leg. Just kind of riding underneath the wrist here, underneath the arms, grabbing wrists. Got one leg in. Got Barry bellied down.
Hey, what's Chuck's phone number?
What? Trying to power half him over. He's close. Cross face.
What's wrong with we're still picking up a lot. We're picking up from the mic. We're picking up both. I don't know how to kill the... I don't know. You would think to just plug it in. We're automatically kill the sound. And it was first, I thought.
We got a minute and 9 seconds to go here. In the second period, still 0-0 with Lentz on top. He's got one leg in, trying to power half Barry over.
Man, it'd be huge for him to get some back points right here. Even I thought he was going to need a stick there for a second.
He's been close.
$0.50 left to go here in the second. I'm going to take a nap between rounds.
You have to do that outside.
No, we don't have to leave. See this right here? That means do whatever you want.
So we're back to wrestling here. Lentz has got both legs in this time. Got him down. Got Barry down to his belly.
Man, another injured wrestler down there. We were just getting injured, guys.
Barry break gets out of the legs. Now he stands up. Lentz still has a front headlock, but he's starting to lose it. One escape for Barry. Barry leads 1-0 with 15 seconds to go in the second period. Shot attempt by Lentz. Barry stops it. We're in a front headlock again. Second period ends, 1-0 for Barry. Lentz chooses bottom.
Which one? So, both men on their feet. He decides he's going to tell Lentz he wants them on his feet to start the period. So here we go, start of the third, both men on their feet. Let's make it a little even here now. Let's see what happens.
Both guys have had some half shot attempts here, but and all been stopped into the front headlock.
So 1-1, 1:39 left. So .130 left to go.
There's a nice shot. Stopped by Lentz.
Man, Lentz like the worst that is at Matt. Head front headlock out front for Lentz. Man, he's gotta finish that.
1:12 remaining, still 1-1.
.110 left to go. .1. Both men wrist tying.
Nope. Both guys shoot at the same time.
Hey, I did that once and knocked a kid out. We both shot and his head hit me right in the shoulder. Just knocked him right out.
These guys kind of hit shoulder to shoulder.
Yep. 50 seconds, 1-1. Ooh, nice shot there. Couldn't finish it.
Back to a front headlock. He drags out.
Oh, man, beautiful.
Lentz. Lentz now up 3-1.
I bet my buddy Al Smith's going crazy over there. He actually seems pretty calm. Lentz of Mishawaka, 3-1.
30 seconds remain in the third period.
I know. You got to get off his hip here. Sitting on his hip. And Barry...
Barry's starting to face him here if he can get his arm through.
I don't know. Barry's last match was a real close one, too, and it ended up in, double overtime. Or triple overtime, excuse me.
Barry stepped over the near leg trying to get a reversal, trying to pull out the back. He gets one escape with 2 seconds to go. And that'll be the end of the match.
Yeah. Lentz wins going to the finals.
Lentz in the finals.
So Lentz advances to the finals. Wow.
It's like Baker's leading on the other match, 2-0 with 25 seconds to go.
3-2 in the final at 2:15.
So we can see a Lentz Baker.
Christian Lentz of Mishawaka advancing to the state championship.
And I'm surprised Baker's only up 2-0.
It's like 5 seconds remaining.
Oh, man.
They go out of bounds.
Oh, man, that kick could throw him in bounds.
I don't know if there's any stalling call or not, but 4 seconds to go. Just Baker needs to not get taken down.
Look at him. They're both like antsy.
2-1.
And Baker goes to the finals. Almost gets a takedown there at the end, but Baker beats Cleveland. 2-0.
All right, here come the big boys. And these are some big boys.
I'm not sure if Allen beat Green or not over there.
I can't tell.
I'm thinking Allen won 3-1.
It looks like he did, but by there.
Oh, wait. So, big. Big boys now. We got White. White's been pretty impressive versus Clark. And then we have Gill and Chalfont. I think Gill kid's pretty big.
Gill's very big. I mean, Chalfont's got the muscle advantage here, but Gill's no slouch. And then on our mat here, we got a rematch, I believe, from the Evansville semi-state.
Oh, really?
In the semis, maybe. I think they wrestled. I'm not positive.
Well, you got what? Three guys? No, those two.
Three guys from Evansville semi-state.
Yeah, and one guy from the Newcastle. Wow. Gill over there.
Okay, we're starting here with Clark and White.
.150. Here we go. 10 seconds in. Oh, this is going to be good over here, this Chalfont match.
We're kind of just feeling each other out here on mat two between Clark and White.
You know, White's kind of a bigger boy, like in weight-wise, not very tall or anything, but he is very quick. If he gets hit on a leg, you better watch out.
Clark's the same way. He's been taking shots all day.
Yep. So, checking our emails real quick. Still 0-0, both guys both on their feet. One minute left to go in the first. Oh,
Clark,
man.
Clark in on a leg. White has a whizzer here.
And
trying
Clark
to face him and gets his leg back down.
Clark beat a semi-state champion. He beat McBride, a semi-state champion. First round. I'm not sure what that score was, but
yeah, Clark was a fourth placer last week at semi-state, and White is the semi-state champion.
Someone says that the Stahl and Sandifer match should be good. Sandifer beat Stahl earlier in the year at the Mishawaka Invite, so, and Stahl just missed a flying leg cradle, so it should be interesting to see how that will turn out. I will agree with you on that.
Still scoreless here on mat two. 8 seconds to go. Clark in on another shot. Fended off.
Into the first. I mean, 0-0. And really, I don't really see anybody really's advantage. Clark's, I think, had two shots.
Looks like White's going down. He'll be on bottom first.
He's a fix a singlet. Look at that. He just stood right up. There was like no contest there by Clark.
So 1-0 here. White's leading.
Chalfont's going for the stack over here. Or mat two. Three. Excuse me.
He's going to get the ball over there. Looks like Clark has double under hooks here. You're going to try and maybe possibly throw White. He's under both arms.
Oh, man. See, I tried to go for a knee pick there. And kind of had an underhook, jacked it up, and tried to knee pick at the other side, but just missed it.
Clark still in the double underhooks. Now he brings it down to a front headlock. And they go out of bounds. Minute 5 remaining in the second period. Score is 1-0 for White.
3 seconds left. I don't think she understood what I was trying to say there. 1-0 White. We're going to get stalling now.
Stalling
White.
On White.
Oh, man. Chalfant. Stewart's got his back. Aaron Fall.
For Chalfant. Chalfant back to the finals.
Adam Chalfant of Winchester with a ball.
We got 13 seconds remaining here in the second period. White still leading 1-0 with he has a stall warning.
Chalfont moves to 38-0 on the season.
He's a horse. He's a big boy.
Looks like we're going neutral here.
Yep, we're going neutral. Start it out.
Not going to take bottom and try to get his feet.
Well, White can put legs in. He ran legs last night, if you recall.
That's true.
So, maybe they were scouting. They watched game film. So, 1:35 left to go here in the third period. Clark trails by one. And
Clark
125. Third period is heavyweight match. Semifinals. Clark. Clark and White. White leads.
Got 115 remaining. You got double underhooks again for Clark. So tried an outside trip there. Shot attempt by White. Nearly runs over the table. I saw the girls over there run for their lives. They're over there having a heart attack, I think.
That's some big boys, you know.
We got 45 seconds remaining in the third period. White is leading 1-0 with one stalling warning.
He might give up another point here if he's not careful.
We got 30 seconds remaining.
Man, White's got to do something. I think he's going to get dinged for stalling again.
Stalling, then 1 point for Clark, so we're now 1-1. 1-1 with 15 seconds to go.
A good match over there, Matt won between this is Everett and
Clark
Travis.
Has a double underhooks again, trying for a trip. It looks like he might. Nope, they go out of bounds, end of the third period. We go to overtime.
Wow.
For the berth in the state finals.
It's kind of gave him that match, you know. Here's results last week at heavyweight. So. So Clark and.
So White won semi-state last week, and Clark was fourth, and they're wrestling in the semis here.
Interesting.
In overtime.
Interesting. Maybe something to see Clark go to the finals.
And Gil was third last week, and he just wrestled Chalfont. So Evansville's represented well here.
And Richie's still wrestling, too.
Yeah,
Richie's
over here. No, Richie's
I'm not sure who won that. I think Fitzgerald won that.
We got 25 seconds remaining in overtime. Not a lot of action here, just kind of tying up here.
Overtime over there, Matt won, too, between Travis and Everett.
White just pushes him out of bounds here. 11 seconds remaining in overtime. Uh-oh. White, close to a takedown here.
Nope.
He's behind.
Not going to give it two because
he's not underneath the arms. Now he's underneath the arms. There's two takedown.
White goes to the finals.
Clark takes a half shot there, and it kind of cost him there, didn't it? White just spins around, and as soon as he gets underneath the arms, he gets two takedown.
That was a terrible shot, by the way.
The chain of Whitey started behind us.
And Travis wins over there, mat number one.
So we got White and Chalfont in the finals.
Okay, well, the next round will start at...
time what do we time? Start? 7?
5 o'clock is the next round.
Is it 5?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we got the
real
placement
quick,
round. That's right.
Keefe and Phillips at 103. Kiefer and Hawkins at 112. Epper and Wright at 119. 125 is Curtis and Gray. 130 is Spencer and Porras. 135, March and Ritchie. 140, Standifer and Stahl. 45 is Young and McGinley. 52 is McMurray and Correz. 60 is Runyon and Todd. 71 is Grimes and Duckworth. 89 is Shrewsbury and Graber. Lentz and Baker at 215. And White and Chalfant at heavyweight. Okay, so I'm not sure where that's at. Okay, so we're going to run into some commercials, Al. You and me, so... Well, so we're going to go ahead and shut your mic off. We're going to run some commercials here so we can give sponsorship. Okay, good. Cool. We're getting there, folks.
Take your wrestling to the next level. American Elite Wrestling Camps will be at Fairfield High School in Goshen, Indiana, June 22nd to 25th. Learn from Iowa Hawkeye All-American Alex Sirsis and Indiana's own legendary wrestling coach, Fran McCann. Whatever your skill level may be, if yours is to be the best, this camp is for you. Don't miss the chance to learn from some of our nation's greatest. Log on to AmericanEliteWrestling.com for more information and to register for camp. American Elite Wrestling, bringing the best to you.
Wow, we have a lot to do to this place, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about this a while. Here's what I want to do. I want to put in a new... And over here, take this out and install one of those...
Yeah, which means they'll have to... You know, we may even need a...
Yeah. Plus, we're going to have to get someone in here to...
Sure.
And put in a... Oh, then in the backyard, we should add a...
Well, it's whatever you want, as long as I get my...
Yeah, keep dreaming.
At KeyBank, we know big dreams sometimes have big price tags. So when you're planning, look to Key for help. And with our wide range of home equity loans to choose from, you'll always have a smart way to make those dreams come true. To find out more, stop by any Key Center, call 1-888-KEY-1234 or visit key.com. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. What'd you say?
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. Are they attorneys? Accountants?
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser. The name seems familiar.
Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser.
Maybe you don't recognize us because we don't advertise with a slick lizard, a complaining caveman, or cute cartoons. Have you guessed it yet? We're your local insurance agency serving Michiana for nearly 100 years. We take insurance very seriously and feel our responsibility is to our client. In fact, we take our role as client advocate very seriously, and once you hire us as your insurance agent, we will research markets and annually review your coverage. We're the people next door who are raising families, going to football games, and trying to do the best we can with this current economy, just like you. Whether it's your home, auto, or business you need to protect, we can offer a number of options to fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 233-9443. Cassidy, Neisser, and Brasser, here today.
And tomorrow.
For Hill Holiday and Verizon Wireless, this is PRLR Live Read. Tribe 2 with Samsung, Radio 30, Midwest. Code number YVWG-9196-0000. Mixed at Headroom, February 17th, 2009.
Introducing Friends and Family from Verizon Wireless. Unlimited calling to any 10 numbers, anywhere in America, anytime. Get it with any nationwide family share plan with 1,400 anytime minutes or more. It's the best value in wireless. Switch to America's largest and most reliable wireless network and save up to 50% on our best Samsung phones. Visit any Verizon Wireless communication store, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-877-2-BUY-VZ.
And welcome back here on BroadcastSport.net. Getting ready to take a break until 5 o'clock here for the finals. So come back. We'll do consolations. We'll probably come back on a little bit before 5, probably like 4:40, and kind of maybe run down some stuff. Come back here and join us here on BroadcastSport.net. We're going to break it down to 3 feeds because there's only going to be 3 mats. But we might still have 3 feeds for the finals. I don't know. So we'll have 3 feeds for the finals also. So we thank you for tuning in and come back for the consolations. And thank you for stopping by.